sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us as we roll through this Friday afternoon together. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Oh, yes. And you want to talk about, I think after this week, I think I could use a series of really refreshing beverages. Well, you're going to find it, a wide variety of beverages to choose from at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. But I mentioned beer. What a great selection they have there. On top of it, snacks. We're going into NFL playoff weekend. And then we have a game tonight, Ohio State Clemson. That's the Orange Bowl. Two NFL playoff games tomorrow. Two more, including the Eagles. They play the Saints tomorrow night. And then two more playoff games coming up on Sunday. And then Monday night is the Auburn-Florida State National Championship game. You want to make sure you're stocked up on beverages, snacks, and anything else, okay? Pickle bar, fresh hot roasted peanuts. This is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Make it one-stop shopping tonight. Make sure you are set for the weekend and for the long haul, especially. It's going to get so cold. Single-digit cold on Sunday. You're not going to want to go out. Make sure you're stocked up tonight. I'm sitting here in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Bill O'Brien was introduced officially this morning as the Houston Texans head coach. It's a five-year deal for him. A great deal for him. Stan Hickson, former wide receiver coach here, goes with him down to Houston. John Butler's going with him to Houston. And also Craig Fitzgerald is going to go with him to Houston as well. So he started assembling his staff down there. The Texans do have the first overall choice in the NFL draft. Remember, that draft has been pushed back. It's actually going to be in May. And with that first overall pick, that was one of the big quizzing parts of today's press conference was, what are you going to do with that pick? Do the Texans trade down? Look for defensive help? Do you pick JV and Clowney? I wouldn't do it. Or a quarterback. And we know Bill works and develops quarterbacks. Now the question is, how do you grade out Teddy Bridgewater? And how do you grade out Blake Bortles? Guys like that. How do you grade out Johnny Manziel? Johnny Manziel in the Chick-fil-A Bowl New Year's Eve impressed the daylights out of me because I saw, really for the first time, a real improvement in arm strength. His creativity is never in question. His field vision is never in question. But I saw some arm strength that showed me something as well. Johnny Manziel, you know, you're seeing now that he's a viable top five pick. He looked it the other night. And Teddy Bridgewater looked great the last two games I watched him. Coming up inside Penn State Athletics, we're going to get away from football for a moment. Going to hear from Patrick Chambers, previews tomorrow's Big Ten game with Illinois, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
The clock is ticking and everyone's counting it down.
But the new year is already here
at Sunbury Motors Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia has 65 2014 models clearly marked and sale price to ring out 2013 by selling 30 cars in 5 days. Starting with 2014 Serenos at $22,505. How about $4,000 off the 40 MPG Highway 2013 Optima Hybrid and $5,000 off the sexy new luxury car, the 2014 Cadenza? Or how about the totally transformed 2014 Soul starting at $14,995 and with 0% APR financing for up to 60 months available on certain models plus Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile limited warranty, these cars are sure to fly off the lot. But you need to hurry in and get your new Kia before time runs out at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Tax and tax extra must qualify. Special incentives apply. Special financing and bonus cash to well-qualified customers who can and may affect final price.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Well, Welcome back. Great to have you with us on this Friday. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And look, you need to stock up for the weekend. Today, here it is, the day after the snowstorm. Okay, tomorrow should be okay, but on Sunday, bone-chilling cold. Do you really want to go out and make a run anywhere? Stock up tonight. I strongly recommend that you stock up tonight. Get the beer you need for the weekend, the other beverages you need for the weekend, the snacks you need for the weekend. They have the pickle bar, the fresh hot roasted peanuts. Wow. Brewers Outlet. We don't call it the beverage supermarket for nothing, okay? Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. I'm here in the Sunbury Motors studio. They wish you a happy new year, and happy new year to the great staff at Sunbury Motors, and they are a great staff. Part of the landscape here for nearly 100 years. SMC, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. They're the ones that take care of the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Larry Johnson has officially said that he wants to interview for the job, and he certainly is somebody that they should talk to about the job. I think that LJ is universally respected by everyone, certainly respected by the players, and he deserves his opportunity to sit down and interview and explain what he sees as a vision for Penn State football. Bill O'Brien today was introduced in Houston. Stan Hixon is he's going to go with him. Stan has extensive NFL experience at both the Buffalo Bills and the Washington Redskins. So Stan's back in the NFL. He's with Bill. He'll be a wide receivers coach. John Butler, who had been the special teams coordinator, secondary guy, and then defensive coordinator last year, also is going down with him to Houston. And it looks like Craig Fitzgerald is leaving to also go down and work on the strength and conditioning with the Houston Texans. So those are the guys that are being pulled out of here right away to go down there. If anybody else goes, we'll let you know. Certainly when you look at Larry Johnson, he's formally applied for the head coaching job. He wants an interview. StateCollege.com is reporting that Jim Caldwell, Al Golden, or Mike Munchak are some of the leading candidates for the job. We didn't really get a chance to talk about Jim Caldwell yesterday and didn't bring his name up. So let's just at least bring up the name of Jim Caldwell today to you. Jim is 58 years old, and he coached here at Penn State in the late 80s, early 90s. And I used to talk about how Jim, his son, and my son played on the same T-ball Little League team. And the two of us literally would sit out there together in lounge chairs and watch our sons play and just talk about life and maybe a little football once in a while. But I always personally liked Jim. And Jim went on eventually to become the head coach at Wake Forest, where he did a good job. He got Wake Forest to a bowl game, which then set up later the Jim Grobe experience. And Grobe did a great job as well. Grobe got him into the Orange Bowl eventually. But it was Jim Caldwell who took a nothing program at Wake and got them back to winning again. Eventually, he went to the NFL. He landed with the Indianapolis Colts, and he was the quarterback's coach with the Colts for a period of time. And I remember going to St. Elmo's with Jim, the great steakhouse in Indianapolis. And I was having dinner that night with Jerry Dunn, and then Jim came over and joined us. And the first thing I said to him, I said, I got to give you credit, Jim. You've done wonders with that Manning kid. And he just laughed. He goes, yeah. He says, that's kind of one of those once-in-a-lifetime jackpot guys. But at the same time, Peyton Manning will be the first to tell you the great job Jim Caldwell did with him. Just like Jim Caldwell did a great job at Penn State with Kerry Collins. He does a great job of coaching quarterbacks. So even though you say, well, how much, and I remember Bill O'Brien, this rubbed him the wrong way one night badly at Damon's on the Thursday night show, where somebody really passed off what he did with Tom Brady. Just because you're a superstar and so much is placed on you doesn't mean you're not coached, that you don't make mistakes, that you don't see something on film, that you don't see something on the field. Everyone needs to be coached. And Bill did a heck of a job coaching Tom Brady in the NFL. Just like Jim Caldwell did a heck of a job coaching Peyton Manning with the Colts. Manning is certainly a superior mind, superior talent, and was born for the position. But that doesn't mean he doesn't need coaching. And if you notice, Manning has always been very gracious of pointing out what his coaches have done for him. And you never hear Peyton Manning refer to a coach by his first name. You always hear him referred to him as Coach Moore, Coach Caldwell, Coach Dungy. That's how he always refers to his coaches. He respects his coaches, and Jim did a great job with him. And then one of the turning points last year for the Baltimore Ravens in their run to the Super Bowl was the moment where Cam Cameron, Cam Cameron is an outstanding offensive coordinator, has been in the NFL, whether it was with the Chargers or the Ravens or whatever. And now you saw the good job he did this year with LSU. But remember last year, John Harbaugh made that change in midstream last year. And Jim Caldwell took over as the offensive coordinator, and that's when everything offensively changed for the Ravens in their run to the Super Bowl. And Jim, of course, was the head coach of the Colts when he got them to the Super Bowl, and they lost to the New Orleans Saints. So Jim Caldwell has had success as a college head coach because he got waked to a bowl game, which many thought would never happen, but he did. He's had success as an assistant coach, Penn State, wide receivers, and with Kerry Collins as the quarterback's coach. Success with the Colts as the quarterback coach. Success as a head coach, getting the Colts to the playoffs and to the Super Bowl. And success as the Ravens' offensive coordinator. So that's what he's brought to the table. And one of the reasons why his name needs to be seriously looked at. Now, supposedly the Detroit Lions have also seriously looked at Jim Caldwell. But that was a name we did not bring up yesterday. I thought it was important that today we bring the name up. That way it's on the table, something for us to talk about. A name that you're not hearing, doesn't mean it's not true or so forth, but a name you're not hearing, by the way, is that you're not hearing Greg Schiano's name. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. But it all comes down to you're going to have great choices here. There are a lot of people that want this job. And so you need to pick out what's fit means a lot. You have to have the right fit. Doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be the right fit. Someone that understands the talent, has a philosophy, and understands the university as well, and the community. And you can learn all those things quickly, by the way. But your personality is going to be a part of this because you're choosing philosophies and you're looking at philosophies. And once you've narrowed down a philosophy that you really like, now let's see what the personality's like. And I keep going back to one thing over and over again that's very important to me in all of this. I sit here at Penn State University, and I have been here for 3 decades. And I look at a 107,000-seat stadium, Huluba Hall, Lash Building, practice fields, weight room, so forth, facilities. The resources of a great state of the Pennsylvania State University. And to me, the Pennsylvania State University in the Big Ten Conference is a job that should be coveted, and it is a job that should be embraced and should have the attitude of the person that takes the job of, you know what, this is where I've always wanted to be. This is the job in college coaching. I lucked out. I got the job. That's the kind of attitude I want to see embraced. Will we find that out? Well, time will tell, but that's one of the qualities I'm looking for in the head coach at Penn State, that they look at this job as the job. Whomever gets it will throw their heart and soul into it. There's no question about that. But if you're asking me about qualities and what I'm looking for, that's one of them. News coming up bottom of the hour as we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK as we roll through this Friday afternoon together. It is great to have you with us. And today's show, as every Friday, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Well, the beverage supermarket. Snow yesterday, colder today. It's going to be really cold on Sunday. Let's see, what's on the docket? Orange Bowl tonight, Clemson, Ohio State. Should be a good game. This should be a really good game to watch. And I'll tell you about a team that bores me in a moment. Ohio State and Clemson, they don't bore me. They both play good football. I like watching that. That'll be a good game for me to watch as I sit at the hotel in Champaign tonight, getting ready for Penn State basketball tomorrow. But for you, why do you need to go to Brewers Outlet? Game tonight, Ohio State, Clemson. Tomorrow, two playoff games, including the Eagles and the Saints. And you also have the Colts and the Chiefs. And Sunday, you got the Bengals and the Chargers. Then you got the Packers and the 49ers. Going to be 4 degrees at Lambeau on Sunday. Then Monday night, you have the national championship game between Auburn and Florida State. You need to stock up, and I strongly recommend you stock up tonight at Brewers Outlet. You're talking about a great selection of beverages, a great selection of beer, snacks. You need to be fully loaded on snacks for the weekend. Fresh, hot, roasted peanuts. And, of course, the pickle bar. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Sitting here at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The team that bores me is Baylor. I watched Baylor play three times, and yes, they rack up points, but boy, do I really, they play the kind of game that's boring. You know, I watched Texas A&M play in the Chick-fil-A Bowl against Duke, which was a marvelous game to watch, but you know what the difference was in that game? There were some defensive stops and actually some defensive plays. When Baylor plays, there are no defensive plays. None. Zero. They also commit a lot of penalties. So, Texas, you want Art Briles? Go for it. Go for Art Briles. I just think they play a boring game. And I think the world of Levi Norwood, because I've known Levi since he was a little kid. Grew up here in State College, Brian's son, who's a heck of a player for Baylor. But they play the kind of game that just doesn't light me up. And Baylor does not come up big usually in big games either. A lot of teams with offenses like that do not. So, Penn State wants to get this thing done in days and not in weeks. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And we're going to hear excerpts from Dave Joyner's press conference in a few moments. And right now, there's a lot of chatter about Al Golden, James Franklin, Jim Caldwell. I mentioned in the last half hour about Jim Caldwell. And we're going to talk to Corey Geiger next half hour about how this entire saga played out with Bill O'Brien. And one of the things that they did not do a good job, previous staff, that has to be done is they have to reopen the corridor to Pittsburgh. And this concerned Bill O'Brien, by the way. He became very concerned about the Pittsburgh, the Western Pennsylvania recruiting end of it. Since he became the head coach, that avenue really shut down. And that's why when you heard Bill talk about, oh, Mike Hall, you know, Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh kid and so forth, he did that deliberately because he knew that Penn State was not doing well and was getting shut out in Western Pennsylvania. And that is one area where Penn State has to reopen the Pittsburgh-Western Pennsylvania corridor. One thing that Ohio State has successfully done, whether it was Jim Tressel or now Urban Meyer, that built a wall around Ohio. Yeah, you may get it. You know, let's face it, there's only 25 guys you can take in any one class, unless you're in the SEC. But that's okay. Their culture's fine. And this is something there that when you look at building a wall around Pennsylvania, you've got to build a wall around this state. There's still a lot of talent in this state. And I know when you look, for example, at a guy like Al Golden, he's worked both sides of this state, Philly, New Jersey area, Southern Jersey area, and also Western Pennsylvania. And there's a lot of talk that Al Golden would open up that door in Western Pennsylvania if he can do it. And Golden is certainly, you know, and I don't want to get into the Penn State, oh, he's a Penn State guy. Yeah, he's a Penn State graduate. I've got that. But you become your own man along the way. And this is what I've tried to convey to people. You pick up a lot of things along the way that build who you are. And I'll give you an example. Gil Santos is not a Penn State guy, but he announced Penn State football for 4 years and did a great job. I was the third announcer on the broadcast. I learned more in the 4 years of working with him that helped shape me as a broadcaster from a guy that's, quote, not a Penn State guy, okay, but is an outstanding broadcaster. You get influenced by your mentors. And Al Golden went to Boston College, then went from BC to here, spent a season here coaching linebackers, and then became the defensive coordinator at Virginia, where he then shaped and molded who he is as the defensive coordinator, working for Al Groh, picking up things in his style as to how he does things. Then he became a head coach at Temple, and then made his mistakes, found his victories, molded himself as a head coach, then moved to Miami, same thing where they've had to fight sanctions and so forth. So there's a name that certainly is going to, that has surfaced, and it surfaced in part because, of course, of the Penn State ties. But this is more than just, oh, he's a Penn State guy. You mold and build yourself into this spot. You change as time goes, and you become your own man. And that's something that has to be, you have to remind people of. James Franklin's become his own man as the head coach at Virginia. Jim Caldwell has become his own man along the way at the various stops, whether it's Wake Forest, the Indianapolis Colts, or now the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, he's just like that. All right? And that's something that you have to keep in mind. You build yourself and you draw from here, draw from there, draw from here, draw from there. And then all of a sudden, you then develop your style, what is distinctly yours. So background and where you came from doesn't matter and doesn't mean that that means nothing to me. I want to know what you've become. And he's one guy that I can tell you, frankly, I've liked what Al Golden's become because he had tough circumstances in Miami and tough circumstances in Temple. And here at Penn State, whomever takes this job is in a much better position today than the day Bill O'Brien took it over. There's a solid foundation. Bill O'Brien had a solid foundation of football players around him that Joe and his staff recruited. But the circumstances, we all know, we don't have to go back and talk about the circumstances. But here's yesterday's press conference. Athletic Director Dave Joyner talking about the search.
As you are aware, Bill O'Brien has informed Penn State that he is resigning from his position as head coach of the football program to become head coach in the National Football League for the Houston Texans. A national search will begin immediately to select Penn State's 16th head football coach, and we're very much looking forward to a very positive result from this search. And as such, we've instituted a search committee. I'll take your questions in a second. I just want to emphasize that we are happy for Coach O'Brien and this tremendous opportunity for him. At the same time, we're very grateful for the last 2 years here at Penn State and Bill laying a foundation upon a great foundation that already existed here. And having said that, though, we're focused on the future of Penn State, intercollegiate athletics, and Penn State football. And we are going to and have begun a very robust search, which will bring us a great next head football coach. And with that, well, in general, I would say that, you know, there was a lot of things out there in the media, as always is, and you folks are much more expert in that than we are in how that happens. But officially, Bill and I chatted a couple of days ago, and he chatted with President Erickson as well about the same time. But ongoing for the last several weeks, I guess would be fair to say, we've been working with Bill and his folks to you know, try to make his contract and his arrangement here as advantageous as we could possibly do. And so we were continuing in that vein all through this process. But I didn't get official you know, a verbal notification from him till several days ago when things came out. We keep this very confidential, and we treat it that way, as we always have, and we will, you know, not just with a football head football coach search, but with any coaching search. So you will see myself as well as our committee. We will not be commenting on any details of the search or personnel or people that you might think about or even read about. But you won't be getting and hearing that information from us. But I'll leave it with, it's going to be a very robust search, and there's an extreme amount of interest in this. For a lot of reasons. I mean, we have a great fan base here. We have tremendous interest. Look at the media that's in this room. You know, we had the fifth largest attendance again this year, and the kind of support that a head coach will get here from the community, as well as the media, as well as our fans and our student athletes and the Penn State community will be tremendous. And so that kind of excitement, that kind of fervor, it really is the undercurrent of this search. I think it'll be very important. Consistency is important. But having said that, I believe that Bill O'Brien came with an intent to be here for a long haul, whether it's forever or not. You know, you can't predict those kind of things. And Bill always operated under the assumption that he was going to be here for an extended period of time. And so that'll be very important in our efforts going forward here as well. And again, I reiterate, things change sometimes. You can't predict. And I think that Bill just had an opportunity presented to him that was one that he couldn't pass up. I know that Bill, I have not spoken with team members. Larry Johnson, who there's an announcement that's come out, and Larry Johnson will be the interim head coach. Number one, we're very happy about that. Larry Johnson is a tremendous individual, as you all know. He means a lot to Penn State, and he's meant a lot to these players over the years. And so we're very, very fortunate to have a man of Larry Johnson's caliber to be able to, you know, act as the glue right now in between. Having said that, though, I know Bill is you know, very upfront, as you know, and I know that he's spoken to players and made a great effort to do that, and we're very appreciative of that, that he's done that.
Hey, Dave.
I like to say that intercollegiate athletics, which is ICA, equals integrity, academics, and championships, IAC. And so first and foremost is integrity. Second is the ability to continue and build upon our great tradition of academics and the integration of our student athletes within the university. And then the third, in that order, but nonetheless tremendously important, somebody that has the ability to win championships, to win Big Ten championships and national championships.
Any
state. But our job is to select, regardless of someone's history, as long as it's a positive history, our job is going to be to select the next great head football coach at Penn State and to get the best football coach available for Penn State University. We expect this search to be very timely, and our anticipation is that we'll be counting this in a matter of days rather than weeks. Yes, I think that the atmosphere around this search is entirely is very much different than the last search. There are a lot of similarities, but it's different in that I think it's a lot more attractive at this point, although we had tremendous interest, you know, even spite of everything 2 years ago. I mean, you know, we effectively, you know, from a scholarship standpoint, we're going to be very competitive, you know, right out of the gate. To me, if I was a head coach, that'd be a very, you know, a very positive thing. Watching what's happened here over the last 2 years, if I was a head coach candidate, would make me very excited. You know, our Big Ten attendance, the end of the year, as we, you and I talk a lot about attendance, I know. But, you know, but the upswing with our efforts at the end of the year is tremendous, you know, going into next year from the attendance and the fan support. And so I can't emphasize the whiteouts and the unbelievable atmosphere that's here. And so as a head coach, I would be extremely excited about coming into a place like this at this time.
No question about that. And that's Dave Joyner from his press conference yesterday. This is going to be done quickly, guys. No question about it. It's going to be done quickly. There are certain people you can talk to right now. Larry Johnson has already said he wants to go after the job. You can talk to Jim Caldwell, who's already interviewed, I believe, with the Detroit Lions. If you want to talk to James Franklin, they do play in a bowl game this weekend, but you can talk to him on Monday. I mean, that's not a big deal. So, I mean, if they want to talk to him. And then Al Golden is free right now because Miami is done. And, look, I know some of the people involved in this thing. Obviously, I personally know three of them, right? And I can say nothing but the best and the highest about each one of them. Larry Johnson, great coach, energetic, great respect. His players on the defensive line are passionate about him, and he's passionate about them. And we know what he's done on the recruiting trail, especially in the Maryland area and in central and southern Pennsylvania. He's done really, really well. His record speaks for itself. Jim Caldwell really does a great job of working with quarterbacks. Did a great job with wideouts and quarterbacks here. I remember when he left here, I felt it was a loss when he left here. As I thought, he did a heck of a job. Went to Wake Forest, took over really an expansion team, got them to a bowl game, which I thought was miraculous because Wake Forest has no football tradition. Then when he went to the NFL, he worked with the Colts for years with Peyton Manning. And I don't care what anybody says, any player needs coaching. And he did a great job with Peyton Manning, and then he did a great job as the head coach of the Colts. He got them to the Super Bowl, for goodness sakes. And then they lost to the New Orleans Saints. And it's no surprise that last year the Ravens, when they changed out a really good offensive coordinator in Cam Cameron, so let's not kid ourselves, Cam Cameron is a really good offensive coordinator. I don't care if Chargers, Ravens, or now at LSU, Cam Cameron knows how to call offense. But sometimes you just get into a rut, bad mix, whatever. But the Ravens changed and put Jim Caldwell in charge last year, and they won the Super Bowl. And again, same thing. Personality, fabulous, 58 years of age, always have liked Jim, enjoyed the time that I spent with him all the time. Fans would really enjoy having him around like they would LJ. All right? The guy I don't know is James Franklin. He and I have a mutual friend, Kevin Stallings, the basketball coach at Vanderbilt. Developed a nice relationship with Kevin when he was here in the summer of 2012 because his son Jacob was a catcher for the State College Spikes, and Kevin spent a lot of time up here. And he says nothing but nice things about James Franklin, about his energy, his ability to relate. He's received repeated raises at Vanderbilt. And so you're talking, you know, he's up in the $3 million range, and they may counter to keep him. And Vanderbilt, with a great academic reputation, he's done a great job of keeping them really competitive in every game, and people see that. He's a Langhorne guy, East Stroudsburg grad, and a lot of people at the age of 41, people have certainly looked at him as one of the rising stars in the profession. Al Golden. Talked about Al earlier in the half hour. And Al is the kind of guy that, you know, I just genuinely like, and you cannot help but like Al Golden. Tireless worker, tireless recruiter. Has built his own personality, and he, you know, and look, he took over a very tough situation in Miami, and he's got them back to being competitive and winning again, but they have gone through the ringer down there as well. He took Temple, which was an employment killer before. Anybody who had the Temple job before was already had one foot in the unemployment grave, and he came in and took nothing and made it into something. He did the impossible. Careers have gone to die at Temple. Al Golden thrived at Temple. Beautiful family, his wife Kelly, kids, all right, and has developed his own style and is his own man. You can talk about the Penn State connection all you want, but like Larry Johnson, like Jim Caldwell, like James Franklin, he's his own man. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to talk with Corey Geiger about all this. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Here from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.